Welcome to the FemiPod. These are conversations about females for everyone to listen to, learn from, and engage with. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Esther Kewen, and myself, Lydia O'Donnell. Back to the FemiPod for episode 109. It is great to be back, and we know this episode is a little bit delayed, but things have been a little hectic in the Femi world. So it's good to be here, of course, with my bestie Esty, and we are going to jump into a bit of a race recap from Rotorua Marathon. So we ran Rotorua Marathon last weekend, and it was an event that we've both been training towards for a long time. So it was super exciting to get out there to represent Femi and be out there with the Femi community. So shout out to everybody else who participated in the event. It was such a beautiful and amazing day. The weather couldn't have been better. So we were blessed with such nice weather. And yeah, it was just really cool to get out and celebrate running, celebrate coming to the end of a Femi focus, and celebrate the wonderful community and wonderful women in the community. So yes, before we dive straight into race recaps, how are you and how's the week been since the race?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I have just been taking this week to recover, really, and yeah, refresh the bod and the mind. I think I don't have a lot of time between now and my next race, as Lydia is also in the same boat. So just kind of recovering enough, and then yeah, pretty much back into it. I've got a pretty big juicy session tomorrow, which I'm quite excited about. I don't know about people listening, but I really love hard sessions. They're my favorite. If I could choose what session I had to do forever, even though I probably regret saying this pretty quickly, but it would be the hard runs. I love them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that and just being a good week, sort of relishing in the fun of Rotorua and turning our sights onto what's coming up next. But yeah, how about you, Liz? How you been feeling after the marathon? Tell everyone about your recovery.
Yeah, well, I feel like we're kind of starting at the end first, but the recovery has been pretty rough, to be honest. My body got beaten up pretty badly in the marathon, so I've spent this week just like not running a lot, spending a lot of time just resting. I have been traveling, so I've come back to Aussie. So just like travel on a plane when you're pretty sore after a race, even though it was a few days after, I was still like pretty sore on the plane, and getting off the plane I was just like really tight and uncomfortable. But it's all good. I've been trying to sleep as much as possible. I think that's a big thing in recovery, is just like taking the time to actually just sleep and acknowledge what you just put your body through, particularly for the marathon. Like, it's so much stress on the body, so giving yourself the time to actually like recover from that through like things like sleeping and fueling. I think a lot of us underestimate or undervalue how important food is post a race as well, because that definitely helps us to recover. And obviously the sooner that we can recover, the sooner we can get back into the fun, consistent training again. So just trying to focus on all of those things. Work has been pretty intense as per usual. I feel like nothing's really changed there for us. We're constantly just getting on here talking about how hectic our work lives are, but it's just like keeping in the flow of things, but also like being aware of what my body and my mind needs to just like recover and get back into training as soon as possible. So yeah, as you mentioned, Des, we both want to be racing again in the next few weeks, and it's a pretty big ask to turn around another race after, especially a marathon. It's not something that I would really recommend, but it is something that, because of the experience and conditioning that I have through the years and years of running, I'm somewhat able to do. So just trying to make some good decisions now to set me up well to hopefully race again in a couple of weeks. So yeah, that is what my last week has been.
Yeah, that's such a good point to make in terms of like you being however many years into running, you've conditioned your body so much more than someone who's only run for a few years, or may have run their first marathon. So we actually have a pretty sick plan in the Femi app for anyone who has just completed a race, which is called the Recover and Reset program in the Femi app, which is 2 weeks long for everyone. And it just takes you through a really nice progression of very, very, very easy running. And then the second week to after a marathon is very similar. It just goes up a little bit in volume, but not much. So it's a really good option for people who are running a marathon or a half marathon, even a 10K. Like, I would normally probably do like a week of that recover and reset plan, and then maybe start my new focus after that. So, those longer distance ones, making sure to take that time to recover is so important, unless you're conditioned like Lydia O'Donnell and can, run a marathon and then potentially run another one soon. So, yeah, anyone needing to recover, hit that up in the Femi app.
I am actually following the Recover and Reset program right now. So, although I do want to race again soon, I know how important this week post-race is to like recover. So, I am following that program and it's really nice. It's just nice to have guidance, particularly after a race where if you're like me and you just love running and you want to get out and get after it. If I didn't have a plan, I would probably just go and do something stupid and like not give myself the time to recover. And so having something in front of you, guiding you of what actually you should be doing to get the most out of your body in the future is just like, yeah, it's been so helpful for me. So get amongst team. But let's dive into the race S. Obviously, you ran the 10K. For those who do not know, you won the 10K. You ran a very good time. So it sounds like you had a pretty amazing race out there. But do you want to just talk us through it?
Yeah, for sure. No, I am really happy with it. It was so fun, first of all. Like, I was just in a really good mindset. Like, I had no pressure on myself. And I think this comes down to the fact that I had gastro the week prior to Rotorua week. So I was texting Lydia throughout the night because we were meant to go for a run the following morning. And I started to feel a bit ill at like 11 PM, and from there was just in and out of the bathroom all the way till 6 AM, not in a very good place. And yeah, I recovered from that, but I had to take, I think I took about 3 days off running. And then from there I decided to do a little easy session on the Saturday just to test things out. So I was like, oh, I'll stop if I feel tired. And it was actually okay. I did 5 by a K and they were all right. Me and Lids did it together, which was super fun. But then on Sunday I woke up and I was like, ooh, I don't feel too good here. And so I went for like a really light jog and it was a bit of a battle. And so I called it early. And then Monday I woke up full blown sick. So I had like a cough. And predominant, it was definitely more so at nighttime when I was lying down, which was a bit weird. But I think everything sort of gathers when you're laying down on your back. And so, yeah, sore throat, cough, bit tired, bit fatigued. So I took another few days off and then basically just jogged into the race. So it really wasn't an ideal build up, but sometimes, and I think I've noticed this over the years, like I actually do really well when I get sick a certain amount of time out from a race because it means I actually rest. And I think my body may have just like really needed this to recover. And when you get sick and then you get better, sometimes you do feel really awesome. I think it depends on what the sickness is. So lucky for me, I think it was just like a sort of a cold. It was nothing too intense, like a flu, or a virus or anything. So yeah, I felt no pressure because I was thinking, well, even to get to the start line after that's pretty cool, and I'll just go out and see how I go. I had the A goal of winning the race, so I didn't really know who was going to be there. And then I just sort of, yeah, warmed up with Liz. I got to warm up with her when she was warming up for a marathon, which was really cool. And yeah, I just got to the start line, and I haven't been running with a watch for the last sort of month or so. And I decided to do the same for the 10K. I was just going to run to feel. So yeah, the start timer went off and shot out, and I was just sort of trying to stay calm. I think I've made mistakes in the past where I've gone out way too hard and just absolute suffer fest all the way through, and I just wanted to have fun. So I was like, I'm gonna go at a pace that feels like a tempo, like strong but sustainable. And so I managed to do that for the first few Ks. And then I was the leading woman and I was with three guys. So anyone that's run the 10K race, you go like through the sulfur flats, which is pretty cool. It's very iconic. It stinks. It smells like pretty rotten eggs, but that's Rotorua for you. So yeah, I ran through there and had some guys to run with for a while, which was cool. And then we dropped two of them, which was also cool because it's really fun dropping guys when you're running. So they shot off to the back and I was with this other guy. And then you go through the dog park up until the you're in the redwoods, and then you go up like a little bit of a hill towards Whakarewarewa Forest, but it's not too bad. And yeah, I turned around there and I think I had about 4Ks to go. And at that point I definitely was like feeling it a bit. I was like, this does feel hard. And the guy in front of me was pulling away a little bit, but I was just thinking, just try stay as close to him as you can. And then I got the joy of running back down through the dog park where everyone was running up. And everyone could see that I was like the first wahine, and they were screaming. And this one woman from the Femi community literally screamed in my face, shout out if you're listening on the pod. And she was like, yeah. And I screamed back. I was like, yeah. And I was just having the time of my life. And it was downhill at that point. You're running back down the hill. And I was just like, this is so fun. And then yeah, we only had about 3Ks to go. We got back on the main road, and I was just trying to stick as close to that guy as I could. He did beat me in the end, but I honestly thought, like, based on what I ran in Hamilton recently, where I ran, probably I think it was about 4 minutes, 4 and a half minutes off my PB, which, like, I'm definitely not in PB shape, but I would hope to be closer. And then, I had no expectations in this. So when I went around the final corner, I thought maybe I'd see like a 39 or something, but I thought a 37 and I was so happy. And so, yeah, I finished low 37s and felt good basically the whole way. And it was just like so fun. So, yeah, I had a really awesome time. I really enjoyed myself and it reminded me why I enjoy racing. I just need to remember that feeling and know that because I did feel really good. And I know that every race, we're not going to feel that good. Like, there are going to be some races that are really hard and probably more mentally challenging. So, just like taking that same mentality in that I had prior to the race, but being prepared for any outcome and staying like positive in myself is really important. But yeah, I had so much fun. I really enjoyed it. And keen for Noosa in 2 weeks. So doing the half marathon there, which is really exciting.
So good.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, you felt so good, and now you're going to do a half marathon. Do you feel like the confidence from the race that you just ran is going to help you heaps going into the half?
I think so. Yeah. I think I want to run like, I haven't run a half in so long. And I would say, like, consistently, my long runs, I would hope they had been like a little bit longer. So there's still like some lingering questions in my head, but I'm like, surely if I felt so good in that, if I like take that to like a 39 or something through the 10K, that's kind of what I'm going to go out at, I think, and try to run like a maybe like an 81 or something. Just see how I feel. I do feel more confident after that race, which is cool because after Hamilton, my confidence was shot to pieces and then obviously got better again from that virus as well. So yeah, I do. I'm really excited. I'm just excited. It's going to be my birthday as well. So I get to run half on my birthday and I get to be with Lydia. And then some of our other running friends here from Tauranga are heading over as well. So shout out to Meg and Tash. I can't wait to run with them over there. It's going to be really cool. So yeah, I'm really excited.
So good. I have another question. Just, I think a lot of listeners and some of our community members want to understand like the importance or why you would like race a 10K in the build up to a half marathon. And so like, and sometimes maybe while you're training for a marathon, you might do like a half marathon along the journey while you're building towards like the 42K. So just touching on like the importance of that work, I think is interesting. It's not something that we would say you have to do in a training journey, but it can be really helpful to push the intensity in a race when you're building towards another race. But understanding like the purpose of it and like knowing, like we were talking about before, how much time you need to recover. to get back into training to then kind of go again? Like, do you want to break down just your approach around why you did that 10K and then are backing it up with the half like 3 or 4 weeks later?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, in this situation, doing a half marathon, like a 10K is obviously still taxing on your body. And so I've pushed my session from like Tuesday to Saturday, which I would normally do my sessions on Tuesday, but I think that's too close to doing a race on Saturday prior. So, yeah, I think, you know, for a 10K leading into a half marathon, the amount of time that I've given myself, it was 20 days basically, so 3 weeks exactly, is like the perfect amount of time for a half. It's like a really good tester. It tests your fitness, so pushes the intensity, like Lid said, but more in a race type environment. So it's quite different to training. And I think Lids and I stand quite strong on this. Like, we wouldn't really ever go 100% in training. Like, there might be one session that we do that's, you know, pretty tough as you get closer to race day, but it's quite important that training and racing stay quite different. And, you know, racing is the day where you go all out. And I think preparing your body for like that feeling as you lead into your primary race, which is, you know, the half, gets you ready for that sort of mindset. And I think it also just helps with calming the nerves, right? Like, you have put so much, well, I've put a lot into this half marathon, and a lot of training has gone into it. And I don't want to feel like I haven't raced for, you know, 10 weeks or something prior to it. Like, I want to have that feeling again and know how to calm those nerves, get myself in the right mindset prior to that race. And the other thing, especially in like a marathon build, like, marathon build is so long, and you can talk to this more than me, Liz, but like, because you have so much experience with it. Marathon build is pretty full on. It's a long time. But when you do a half, or you chuck a half marathon in there, or a 10K, you actually taper slightly for it. So you get like a little bit of a down week, and then you push the intensity, and then you get a little bit more of a down week in that second one where you recover. So following the race. So it's quite a nice, like, first of all, pushing the intensity, getting used to racing, getting that racing mindset. But then it does also give you like a slight bit of time to recover during that build, which is getting the body fresher, getting yourself primed to race really hard in the coming weeks. So yeah, you definitely don't have to do it, but sometimes you could even do like a time trial yourself. I've done that before, like, you know, heading out, if you've got a 10K race, heading out 3 weeks before and doing a 5K time trial, or doing 5Ks at the 10K pace you want to run, or something like that. Just giving yourself that confidence as you get closer to race day is like really powerful. So those are like the reasons that I do it. Liz, I don't know if I missed anything.
That's all like pretty clear. I think from a marathon perspective, there's like different ways that you could approach it. Like if you were doing a 16-week marathon training journey, then maybe you're going to do a half marathon at the 8-week mark and you can somewhat taper for it and you can race it and let yourself recover and then build again towards the marathon. Whereas if you were running a half marathon, say 3 or 4 weeks before the marathon, which you definitely could do, but I wouldn't suggest completely racing that half marathon 3 to 4 weeks out from race day of the marathon because it is going to take a lot out of you, and it will take time for you to recover. And you are risking, not recovering well enough to then get to the marathon and not be reaching your full potential. So, if you were racing a half marathon like 3 or 4 weeks before a full, I would say do it at like 80% or do it at potentially run the half at marathon pace as a tester. But if you were doing it maybe more than, say, 6 or 7, 8 weeks out from race day, then you potentially could race it and, like you said, taper for it, and it will break your training into blocks and it will help periodize your training so that you are still peaking at race day, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I've done it a few times, but I've definitely made the mistake of racing the half 3 weeks before a marathon and not recovering well enough for the marathon. And then you get to the marathon and just like don't run as fast as you know you can, which is like super frustrating. So don't make that mistake. But yeah, it can definitely help to like tune up the legs and also build the confidence. I think that's a really big part of it as well. But yeah, I guess I'll jump into my 42K race, which was like definitely challenging. I hadn't run a marathon in, I want to say, like 2 years. And that's a long time to forget the pain of the marathon. And so I definitely feel like I had forgotten the pain of the marathon and exactly like the journey you go through in that 42 Ks. And I think it's like knowing what to expect in a race can be super helpful to make you like prepared for it. And I just don't know. Like I was terrified before the race, which I probably shouldn't have been. And then I just, got kind of like pushed into the Hurt Locker probably a lot earlier than what I expected. And I think fitness-wise, I felt fine. So I went out with the kind of goal of running around 250, and my PB is 238. So it's quite a bit off my PB, but because I hadn't run a marathon in so long, plus my life has changed a lot since I ran a 238, and I'm not prioritizing my training like I used to. I kind of just wanted to be quite realistic around my goals and what I thought I could achieve on the day. And so I went out at 250 pace, and it felt quite comfortable. I was running with quite a good group of guys. I was running with my friend Mark. So shout out to you, Mark, if you're listening. Awesome to have you out there with me, just like, consistent pace. So I ran with them for the first like at least 21 Ks. It felt super comfortable. And I went through 21 in maybe like an hour 23 or 24, which was like a little bit ahead of what we were expecting, but I did feel pretty good, like quite calm. And Rotorua Marathon, it is hilly. It's about 300 meters of elevation. And in the first 21 Ks, there's a couple of climbs, but nothing extreme. They more so come, I think, from memory. My gosh, I feel like I've wiped it from my mind. But I think around 21 to 28, there are quite a few big climbs. And then the last big climb is maybe around like 33. I can't really remember. But we started making those climbs, and I was just like accepting, yep, you're going to lose some pace on the hills, but it's fine because like you're going to come down the other side and you'll be able to kind of like make it up. And so Mark and I were like moving along pretty well. I feel like my fueling plan went to plan quite well. Like I was taking on gels consistently and nothing hurt. I got the stitch at one point, but that's super to be expected across running for 2.5 to 3 hours. And so it was up until about 28 Ks that I felt quite good. And then unfortunately my calf just started like turning solid is all I how I can explain it. It just like turned to concrete, and everything started kind of like locking up on my left side, from my knee down. Everything just started to get really tight. And unfortunately at the Rotorua Marathon, it's beautiful and it's like an amazing course and an amazing race, but you are running on the side of the road for a lot of the race. So you run around a lake. For those who don't know, you run around a lake, and it's like super picturesque and beautiful, and it's so cool that you run an entire like outline of the lake. And unfortunately, you're running on the side of the road, which means you're running on the camber, which means you're pretty unbalanced the entire way. There's one section of the race they shut down the whole road, so you can run in on the middle of the road where it's flat, but the rest of it you're literally running on the camber of the road, which isn't ideal, particularly for me where I'm already quite unbalanced. And I could just feel my leg kind of locking up at 28 Ks, and between 28 and 42, it just like got worse and worse and worse. And I'm like cringing at myself for making excuses because I hate people who make excuses and complain. But yeah, I guess this is just the reality of it. Like I got to a point where I was like run walking. I was like, my pace just slowed down so much. My family came past at probably like 32 Ks, and I was just like stopping and talking to them, being like, I don't know if I should keep going. Like, I don't know if it's worth it, you know, because I don't want to like ruin myself. But they were kind of like encouraging to keep going. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just go and like take it as it comes. So when I need to stop and walk and stretch, I will. And so yeah, the last like 10 Ks was a pretty big battle. And what kept me going was that from about 35 or so K, we were catching the half marathoners that were in front of us. And these are the half marathoners who were walking the race, and they were just so encouraging. Like they were so sweet and cheering for me, and like were so impressed by me. I was coming second at this point, and they were just like so nice. And I was like, I can't stop while all these people are like encouraging me and being so excited about my running, where I feel like I'm running so slow, but I wasn't. It just felt that way because my pace had dropped so much. And Those shout out to the community there. The race community was awesome. The participants were amazing. So that kept me going. And then, yeah, I ended up finishing. It was like so far off my PB and also quite far off what my goal time was. But I got to the finish line and I had to be proud of that. And I think it's just like, I guess what I'm most proud of is the evolution of my relationship to running and how that has changed so much, because I can guarantee you if I had gone that through that exact experience 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would have been like heartbroken at the finish line, and I would have been emotional, and I would have been a mess, and I probably would have like just been in a pretty like dark place for at least a few days, if not longer. And I just got to the finish line and was just like, okay, cool. Well, that's done. Like, I'm pretty sore. My calf was ruined. But I just like, it's not that I didn't care. It was more this like, I think I can see the bigger picture and I can see like why I run. It isn't just to like win races. And I've spoken about this all the time. You know, it's not about that for me anymore. It's like just the fact that I can be out there and be doing it. I'm just super grateful for that. And that's what I take from that race, is just the ability to do it, to be with the Femi community, to be out there with you, Est, and Tegan, our growth manager at Femi, who we're very close with, also participated in the 21K, and just like to be there, you know? So it was awesome. Just good to be back racing, and yeah, excited for what is to come. I don't know what distance I'm going to be competing at in Noosa yet, but the next couple of weeks will kind of play out, and that will kind of define what distance I pick. But right now I'm just like stoked. And I think, sorry, I feel like I'm rambling here a bit, but I just want to acknowledge like I got second at national champs and I ran a 2:56 or something. I actually don't even know my finishing time. And I want to acknowledge that that is a huge achievement. I think for me, I don't want to downplay that, and I don't want to brush it off or sit here and say, you know, it was a shit time and it was a shit race. It wasn't. Like, I think I know what people would give to be in my position. And I know also know the work that went into that race. I did do the work to get there, but I am very proud of what I achieved. It's just like kind of put a fire in my belly to see what else I can do this year.
That's so cool. Yeah, I'm really glad that you feel that way because, yeah, I know the other side of it too, and how hard people can be on themselves if they like don't achieve that like a goal that you have, you know? And so I think your post on Instagram spoke to that really well. Like, you didn't run a PB, but you had a PB time, and you were like, you know, if anyone didn't see the video, Liz was like running and like high-fiving everyone. It was so cute. But what do you think, like, over the last few years, and like if you went back 5 years to now, and like if someone out there is listening and they know that they're really hard on themselves and they've got a big goal coming up, and you know they've raced before and haven't achieved the goal they've wanted and have felt personally like their self-worth is less because of that, like what tips have you got for those people to get to a place like where you got to, and the fact that you were able to, you know, handle not being able to run the time that you ultimately wanted to, but you still obviously ran absolutely incredibly. But yeah, what are your tips for those people listening?
I feel like over the last week, particularly since the race, just like stepping back and looking at that journey that I've been on to get to this point has been really interesting. Like, the expectation that I put on myself is so bad. And it's not just in my running, it's in my life in general. Like, I have really high expectations of myself, and I put a lot of pressure on myself to succeed. And that is because I genuinely have the confidence that I know that I can succeed. Like, I know that I can achieve these things. And so I put the pressure and expectation on myself to do that and to do that right now. But like, stepping back and looking at the big picture, I think is really important, and say like, okay, maybe I want to get to these places and I want to be achieving these things or running these times, but like, it's going to take time to get there. So be patient with yourself and celebrate the wins. And so for me, the win is not getting to the finish line on Saturday. The win for me was I just ran, what would have it been, 16 to 20 weeks of consistent training. I think I missed like 2 or 3 days of training over that time. And like, that is not going anywhere. That consistent training is, it's not like it's been scrapped because I didn't run the time that I wanted to run. Like, that is all banked and it's going to help me in the future. And so, like, looking back and celebrating the journey and being proud of yourself is so important, and knowing that, like, whatever outcome you get, whether it's a result or a time, you as a person are not going to change. Your self-worth is not dictated by that result. And I went from 2019, my entire identity was tied up with being an athlete and being a runner and being a particular runner, to then like losing that through some pretty like challenging races and not achieving my goals that I set back then. And coming through the other side, realizing that I'm so much more than that. I'm so much more than a runner, and I'm so much more than my results. And actually, my relationship with running makes me a better person, but it is not everything I am. And so, right now, taking that same approach and reminding myself of that is so important, to be like, I'm just freaking lucky to be out there. Like, how many people would love to be able to run 42Ks around a beautiful lake in Aotearoa? Like, that's freaking amazing. And I've done the work to get here, and it's the work that is like helping to define who I am. The journey has made me more dedicated, more committed. It's made me more resilient, and all of those things are part of my identity. But running is just a tool that has been able to build some of those things into who I am as a person. And so, yeah, like trying to peel that apart, and like, I feel like there's so much psychology involved in all of that, and I like find that stuff super interesting. But we're all on a journey, and it takes time. And I think not rushing the process and like working through that on your own terms is really important. But going through really challenging times only helps you to figure out who you are, I believe.
Yeah, love that. Those are some awesome tips and tricks and like ways to rethink things and how people approach races. I hope that people, oh, well, I'm sure people got a lot out of that. There's a book I'm reading at the moment that the beautiful Tegan recommended to us called Mindset by Carol Dweck. And I'm pretty sure like everything you just said there, Lids, is like kind of what they cover in sort of different facets, but it's like about different types of mindset, so fixed versus a growth mindset. And so a fixed mindset would have run the race that you raced, you didn't achieve the A goal, so therefore you're a shit runner. And your reaction from that run is to think it's not worth it. Why put all that effort in if I'm only going to get this? I didn't even get the goal. So that would be like a fixed mindset, whereas a growth mindset would, look at the journey to get there and see it as an opportunity for growth. And it's literally one point in time, but it's not like a reflection of who you are as a person. It's like something you can take from it and learn from it and grow and then work harder, like you're not going to stop working, and that therefore you have a growth mindset because you're taking that run and you're growing from it. It's a really good book if anyone wants to like think about things a little bit deeper in terms of how you approach races. It's also a lot about like effort and like if you worked hard leading into that race, like you said before, like you really worked hard, you put heaps of effort into that race, that's what you should be proud of, and rather than like that one moment in time, the result. So yeah, that's really cool, Liz. I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy that you were still really happy after, because damn, you're still so bloody fast and you ran so well. It was incredible.
Thanks, Jess. That's so nice. Just so like grateful for the people around me and around Femi and the community, and just like, yeah, super excited to be turning up to more races and yeah, meeting all of you wonderful people. We met some beautiful people on the weekend and like had some incredible feedback on the app. People saying that the Femi app changed their lives. Like, that stuff is so rewarding, like so much more rewarding than getting a silver at national champs, which is hilarious to say, but that is the stuff that truly matters to me. It's really cool. So thanks to everyone who came up and chatted to us across the weekend. We appreciate all of you.
Yes, we do. We love you all. And also shout out to Coach Becky and Coach Laura, who ran 5K and the mile, and they were both New Zealand champs. And Laura managed to take out both of them, the 5K and the mile, and then Becky came in third in both. So, such an epic rivalry between those two. I know they're, friends as well, but it's like they really push each other for those top positions as well, which we love to see it, and we're proud of those incredible women as well.
Yeah, well, when you talk about fast, those two are fast.
So
Like,
fast.
yeah, I think the marathon is a long way, but you're not running the speeds at what Laura and Becky are flying at. They are incredible.
Totally. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, that is a bit of a race recap from us. We have plenty more to come, so stay tuned on the FemiPod. We just want to give a massive shout out to everyone listening. If you can go and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we will be very, very grateful for that. All of our reviews help us to grow our podcast, get even better guests, and help us to grow the Femi community. So we love you for it. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week with an incredible guest in your ears. So stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, have an amazing week, guest.
Thanks, you too, and everyone listening. Thank you.